USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments to decide if the Trump administration's termination of the DACA program was unlawful. As far as why this can't be worked out on Capitol Hill between lawmakers instead of an executive order by former President Barack Obama, Caitlin Owens is a reporter with Axios, and she says,
there's no policy that can get the support of both sides because obviously in a deal there's give and take, and neither side are in a position to give anything at this point.
A newly filed complaint to the Intelligence Community Inspector General alleges a whistleblower whose allegations touched off House Democrats' impeachment inquiry may have violated federal law by indirectly soliciting more than $250,000 from mostly anonymous sources via a GoFundMe page. The complaint also alleges that some of the donations may have come from overseas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one, best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
New Yorkers gathered for a Tuesday morning memorial at the site of a deadly plane crash nearly 20 years ago. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
American Airlines Flight 587 fell from the sky over Bell Harbor, Queens, New York on November 12, 2001. Mayor Bill de Blasio, among those who turned out to remember the lives lost that day at a morning ceremony.
But I know from speaking with so many of you that this day is one of a pain that is sharp and vivid just as much as it was 18 years ago.
The names of the 265 people killed in the tragedy were read out loud during that ceremony. The plane's tail broke off shortly after takeoff, and the NTSB ruled that pilot error was the cause.
The Supreme Court is continuing to hear oral arguments on the DACA program, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Twitter said last month it was introducing a new policy to help fight deepfake videos or manipulated media videos that involve photo, video, audio, or anything that's been significantly altered to change its original meaning or purpose. Claire Wardle runs a website called First Draft, which is a nonprofit that fights misinformation around the world. She joined CBS this morning and is asked if Twitter should be taking down videos that are not real or if they should just be labeling them.
I think there will be certain cases where they will take it down if it's going to cause physical harm. But the truth is, I don't want Twitter to make decisions about what to take down. What I want is more information as a consumer. So I think this is a good move. And they've actually asked people to give them feedback. And we want more of that from the platforms.
You think trust is born of people stepping in and saying, this is real, this is not. You want the onus not to be on the companies, but on individuals.
Yeah, I want us as a society to decide what kind of content do we want out there on the internet. And I just feel that we're not part of these conversations. It's about government, it's about platforms. But what do I, my friends, my family, you, like, we haven't had these conversations.
And as far as how much the social media companies are to be held responsible?
They do have a responsibility. They've been very hands-off. But I think in the last kind of 12 months, we've seen them recognize, but they have done nothing. There are no labels right now. So as our brains are overloaded, we need these shortcuts. And right now, everything looks the same. Something from CBS looks the same from somebody in their basement.
Yes.
We need more information as humans to understand what's credible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.